Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Rawson, and I'd like to welcome you to another great radio show on Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month, we have our favorite angel reader in the house, Dr. Connie McNeil. As you know, her show was on Thursdays, and you know, because of the fact that she's actually doing readings now and working out of a storefront in Scarsdale, New York at 130 Brook Street, Monday, Thursday, and Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we moved her show from Thursdays to Tuesdays. So this is her new time slot. And if everything lines up, she should actually be on the first Tuesday of every month. And as you know, this show is called In the Arms of the Angels. And she will be doing the show in a few minutes. And we're really excited to have her on in her new night. And to find out more about this show and other shows, go to our website, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And with that, I also want to mention that you should make sure to go over and check out her website, which is drconniesays.com. That's drconniesays.com. So make sure to go check that out. And during the show, she'll be talking about a few things. And then after we take the break on the half hour, she will actually be taking callers to do readings. So if you'd like to call in and get an angel reading or some coaching or guidance, you can call into the show at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, Dr. Connie, are you there? Hello, Dr. Connie. All right, hold on for 1 minute while we double check and see where she is. And because I cannot hear her. And hold on, I'm actually going to, I was trying to see if I could find one of the music pieces, but I guess I don't have any music, so I'm just going to put you on hold for a minute. I will be right back. Dr. Connie, are you there? We cannot hear you. If you could dial back in, please. All right. So we're having a little bit of a technical difficulty, and we're waiting for Dr. Connie to actually dial back into the show. So we should have her on in a minute. And we apologize for the delay. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy May. Here we are on May 5th, and we have some exciting stuff going into the weekend with some of the planetary shifts and everything like that. And hold on for 1 second. Dr.
Hello.
Connie? There you go. We couldn't hear you.
I could hear. I couldn't hear you, and then I could. Okay, well, here we are.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Okay. Hi, everybody. I hope you can hear me. My name is Dr. Connie McNeil. I am a clinical psychologist, and I work with angel therapy and do psychic work in my practice. I would like to start this show with a prayer. So if you could please settle in, take a deep breath, allow yourself to begin to feel calm. Take another deep breath. I look to the west by the power of air, and I ask Archangel Michael to please be there. I look to the south by the power of fire. It is Uriel's presence that I desire. I look to the east by the power of water. It is sweet Raphael's presence I desire in good order. I look to the north by the power of earth. Come to us, Archangel Raphael and Gabriel, for you are of great worth. God, creator above us and Mother Earth below, encircle us with your light and your love. Let it flow through each of us that we can get what is for our highest good, that you would let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable, and that all else be gone. So what I wanted to speak to you about tonight was something that's really hit home to me recently, and it's a verse out of the Bible that talks about seeking God's kingdom first, seeking spiritual awareness and a heightened spiritual sense. And when we do that, then everything else that we desire will follow. Most of the people that I speak with are asking about generally money, relationships, job, and occasionally health. And those seem to be the main things that people are really struggling with. But what I don't get a sense of is people that are really hungry for, how do I develop my spiritual gifts? How do I follow closer? How do I walk with the angels? How do I feel their wings around me? How do I hear them? How do I call on them? What do I do? Those kind of questions. When we ask the desire of our heart, God promised that he would give us our desires. But what he wants to do is give us the very best. And when we are not ready to receive, when we find that we're pushing, that we're impatient, that we're not accepting of what's going on in our life right now, when we find that that's going on, then we end up, if God were to answer our prayer and give us what we want, it would be a shell of what it is. If we want this great job, it might look promising on the outside, but once we got into it, it would be something that would not be fulfilling for us. So one of the reasons that God holds off on giving the desires of our heart is because there's still growth within us that we need. There's other promises like, you know, I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper and not to harm you, to give you a hope, to give you a future. And what we do is we take those promises and we run with them. And we want to push ourselves to the front of the line. But what we find is that without the foundation of the spiritual peace, then what we create is going to be completely fulfilling for us. Because we are our spirit, because we have the DNA of God within us, we can't help but create. That's what God does. That's what God loves to do. And that's what God gave us the ability to do. We can't not create. Most of us create what we don't want. We create lack. We create limitation. We create loneliness. We create things going on with our bodies. Everything that we don't want is the thing that we end up creating. And that's a lot of that is because we have not placed beneath us a spiritual foundation so that what we do create is for our highest good. I work with a lot of people that have physical problems. And I was speaking to this one individual today, and they freely admitted that they had not taken care of their bodies. They had not taken care of themselves. They ended up with a stroke. So half of their body is very weak. And every time I speak with this individual, they call themselves crippled. And they bring out the parts of their body that is not working well, and that's what they focus on all the time. And even today they said, I am not going to say, why not me? I am going to say, why me? Why me? Why did this happen to me? And in speaking with them today, they let me know that now they've lost their dentures. So they said now it's even more of a problem because now I'm a crippled, and I'm a crippled that has teeth missing in their mouth. So when we create and when we focus on whatever we focus on is what we're going to create more of. And if we focus on the things that are going bad for us, we are going to create more bad because we create. We can't not create. So if you don't have a spiritual foundation underneath you, you are not going to be able to create in your life space those things that are going to bring you joy and bliss. So when you look at what's going on in your life and what you want, and if you're craving a relationship, if you're dying to get a new job, if you can't stand the apartment that you're living, whatever the things that you're focusing on, if you're focusing on that which you do not have, to the extent that you do that, is the amount of space, the gap between the foundation that you could be building spiritually that you're not. Because if I'm focusing on what I don't have, what I'm not focusing on is my spiritual walk and being led and being guided and asking for guidance from the angels. So to seek God's kingdom is living in a connection with God. It is knowing that we are spirits having a human experience. And it is focusing more on our spiritual connection, our walk with the angels, our listening, that very still, small voice, listening to the angels when they speak to us. Learning to honor and respect ourselves, not allowing ourselves to stay in situations that are demeaning, not hanging around people who are not building us up, not to continue to go places that you engage in activities that you don't feel right about. Those kind of things of not honoring your body. Seeking the kingdom of God is craving the closeness of God as much or more than you would crave the job that you want or the relationship that you want or the money that you want or the health that you want. It's getting up in the morning and the first thought of the day is, what can I do to make this day a day that I can bless other people, that I can reach out and make this a better world? It's that kind of a craving for a relationship that helps to build the spiritual foundation so that when we grow in grace and when we grow in our spiritual walk, we begin to create those things that we have always wanted to do. So the first step in creating this kingdom of God is to recognize and acknowledge that you are spirit, that you're more spirit than you are human, and that you do create and you will create because that's what you have been designed to do. So if you speak with the angels and you talk with the angels and you listen to the angels, they will guide you in healthy ways to take care of this earthly vessel that your spirit resides in. So it will guide you into foods that you eat. It will guide you into activities that you do. You might be led more toward products that you buy around your house that help sustain the earth. You might find that you want to contribute to planting trees or something that's going to edify and beautify the earth. But when you start building this foundation, you find that there's just a natural shift toward wanting to take better care of yourself. There are over 29 million people in the United States who have diabetes. 90 to 95% of those 29 million people have diabetes, which is a lifestyle disease. It is the only disease that is 100% preventable. But because we get lazy, and because we don't want to exercise, or we don't want to eat right, or we know we should watch the amount of sugar that we ingest, or we know we should watch the amount of alcohol, or we know we should watch whatever we're doing that is not honoring our bodies, and we know we should watch it, and we don't, we end up getting a disease that is preventable, and you will be pricking your finger, watching your blood sugar, maintaining your diet, taking medication, possibly losing limbs, losing your eyesight, because you have not chosen the spiritual foundation of honoring the vessel that you have chosen when you came into this lifetime. And there are some people who have type 1 diabetes, which is a genetic disorder, other types of diseases, and a lot of us who have come in that have genetically designed diseases chose to have them because it is something that we needed in this lifetime to move us into a higher state of spiritual being. That the job that you have, you are in, the relationship that you are in or not in, the money situation you are in, could all be a combination of events that you chose coming into this lifetime so that you have the opportunity to grow spiritually. Because God could care less how much money you have. God could care less what relationship you have. You're not here to have the relationships and the money and the job and the health first. You're here to maintain a spiritual connection and to grow spiritually first. And when that is the focus, then all these other things that you want will come to you. And you will find the more that you grow spiritually, the things that you thought were the neatest and coolest and greatest things ever may not seem quite so not palatable. And you might find that you are establishing and recognizing gifts that you have. And when those start coming out, it begins to change you so much that things that used to just really wow you don't wow you anymore. The place that I'm at that I'm doing readings is a metaphysical store. And there is a woman there who, as she has begun to really morph into her spiritual walk, finds that she sees dead people. And she told me she was at the grocery store the other day, and these two little girls walked up to her, and they needed to be crossed over. And it's something that she takes. It doesn't freak her out. It doesn't cause her to be alarmed. It's just something now, because that's her spiritual gift, that she's been able to grab hold of, and she's grown tremendously as a woman and as a spiritual person because she has laid a spiritual foundation. And I would bet that there are many, many, many of you who have psychic abilities and have the gifts of healing and have gifts of mediumship and would be able to be of tremendous service to other people if you were laying the spiritual foundation and if you were more focused on the walk with God rather than I really need this job and gee, I really like that car and man, that person over there is really cute. I wonder if they would like to go out with me. Something like that. And the reason that this is so on my heart is because it's time for those of us who call ourselves spiritual to begin to live a spiritual lifestyle and to be disciplined in maintaining a spiritual walk. And the way that you do that is that you begin to seek God as much as you seek your new job, your new relationship, your desire for money, your whatever it is. So if you pray and you ask, you will be led to the right people, places, and things that will build you up spiritually so that you begin to, when you're creating in a manner that is building you up, building the world up, and it's bringing you the things that when you create them, they are for your highest good. Because just because you can create it doesn't mean it's for your highest good. You have power. You have the DNA of God. You can do virtually anything you want, but anything you want may not be for your highest good. We have the medical technology to keep our troops that are coming over from the wars that would have died in other wars. We can keep them alive now. But we don't know what to do with them. We can keep them alive, but a lot of them are so incredibly torn apart in their bodies that the world hasn't evolved to a place that can accommodate people who function so much differently than we do. And I am not saying, at any level, am I not saying, well, let's not save them. Of course we should. Because life is sacred. But we also need to think bigger out of the box on what we're going to do with these people, because we can't bring them back and then warehouse them in a nursing home because we don't know, but there's not a place for them. So when we stand up and take the spiritual walk and we make decisions then we're making decisions that are much broader than what we have right now. So we make decisions on what to do with the things that we have created and take responsibility for the things that we have created. Because remember, you can't not create. You will always be creating. But just because you can create it does not mean it is for your highest good. That is why it's vital that you lay your spiritual foundation and you walk your spiritual walk and you talk to the angels and you listen to the angels. The reason that I am at the metaphysical store is because God told me, I want you to go to this street fair and I want you to get a booth and I want you to do your angel reading. So I was scared. I didn't even know if I could afford it. But I trucked myself over to the street fair and didn't have a tent. Everybody else has got these gorgeous layouts and whatever here. I stood out in the sun with my little table and some people came and we chatted and, you know, I gave out some cards or whatever. It wasn't a crossing the Red Sea event, but it was nice. It was a pleasant day. But what it did was it showed the universe that I was ready. And within less than 2 weeks, I got this gig at this metaphysical store, which the lady said she has never, ever in the history of the store, which is 30-something years, hired someone the way that she hired me, on the spot to work 3 nights a week. And I didn't even hardly have to apply for it. I went in there, I did some readings. They were pleased, and they just gave me the job. It was seamless. It was absolutely seamless. But it was because I followed the message of the angel, and when they said, I want you to go do this, then I didn't know how I was going to do it. I didn't even know exactly what I was going to do. I just got up, and I did it. And I was scared, and I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't even know if it was going to rain, and I didn't even have a tent, but I just did it. And sometimes God is ready to give you what you want. He's ready to give you the desires of your heart, which for me was to grow in a spiritual environment. So there's a many times when the angels will say, okay, well, go do that. Just go do something. And it may seem really weird. And if we're not listening and we're not attuned, then we're going to blow it off as, well, that's kind of a dumb idea. You know, I'm so busy and I'm getting this inkling to go clean out my sock drawer. Why would I want to do that? Kind of an odd thing. But when we lay our spiritual foundation, then we're ready to take the next step of God bringing us the desires of our heart, because we've really shown the universe that we're very determined to, to work at that thing that we keep asking God that we want. So, having said all that, after Mark flips his mic from mute to talk, we will.
Yeah. There we go. I was quicker this time.
You were.
Very cool. Let me give out a couple updates during the break today. I want to just let you know, if you want to find out more about this show or other shows, please check out our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. With that, I'd like to mention that it'd be great if you go ahead and check out Dr. Connie's website at drconniesays.com. That's drconniesays.com. As she mentioned earlier, you can meet her in person if you're in the New York area, and it's going to be done at the Trap Rock Suites at 130 Brook Street in Scarsdale, New York, Monday, Thursday, and Friday from 5 to 8 p.m. So you can find out details about that on our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. You can also go to her website, which is drconniesays.com, and check out all the updates on the site there. And with that, I also like to mention to you, if you'd like to call in and get a reading, you can call 646-716-7000. 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And with that, Dr. Connie, are you ready?
Ready for a reading or ready to continue?
Whatever way you want to go.
Well, if there's someone there, I'll read, and if not, then I'll continue.
Okay, very good. Jackie, you're on the air with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Jackie. How are you?
I'm good.
How can we help you this evening?
I need to know how to better my spirituality, because lately I feel like everything is so loud, and I don't know. I just feel the shift, like, you know, everything is just extra loud, and I don't know, does that mean something? Should I be doing something?
Okay, what I'm going to ask you to do is repeat that again, because I'm hearing a lot of background noise, and I didn't quite get all that.
Oh, I'm saying that everything seems to be so loud. I feel like everything is, like, up a value, and it kind of bothers me, but then I don't know how to quiet it down. And I wanted to know, is that a spiritual, does that mean something?
I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, but I get the sense that because you're growing spiritually,
mm-hmm.
and because there's a desire to get closer, you're just becoming more spiritually sensitive. And a lot of people that become as they're becoming more spiritually sensitive, noises, traffic, crowds, all of that seem to be so much more of a bother. So it may be something that you can get used to after a while, but and you might not. But I'm going to ask Michael what he has to say, but I do think that it's just because you're growing and you're getting more spiritually sensitive,
mm-hmm.
which is actually something you should honor. It's something that's really, you know, pretty cool. Michael is saying that you are since you're creating this spiritual sensitivity, you do have the power to tweak it if you need to. Now, one of the things that I would suggest that you do, is to call in the angels and have them surround you so that they can take a lot of they can shield you from a lot of the energies that you may be absorbing. So make it a point, if you go into certain situations, when you get in your car, when you go to work, around certain people, the minute you start feeling kind of something is just not feeling right, start calling in the angels to surround you with a band of light so that they can't get through. The noise and the sensitivity, all of that just can't get through. And you need to be very sensitive and admit to yourself that something is just not right so that you can immediately take care of it.
Okay. Is there any messages that they would like let me know, or how I can better communicate with them?
Or how you can what? I'm sorry.
How I can better communicate with them?
Just the fact that you are calling them in,
mm-hmm.
is going to let you know. You will begin to feel very quickly, if you'll go back to the very beginning of the show that I had, the prayer that I had, if you'll write that down and if you'll say that, you will actually feel them, and then you'll say, as I'm in this circle of angels, it just makes you more mindful of them. And then you could say, you know, Archangel Michael, you're my angel for life purpose. what would you have me do, Archangel Raphael? You know, I'm not, I've got this headache or whatever, that you would, you know, you would be with me and help me physically. You're already starting to call the angels in by your side because they are now circling around you.
Okay.
Don't make it harder than it is, because it's when you call them, you're communicating and you're already there.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. But this is pretty cool.
Okay.
You're creating a really pretty cool place for yourself to
okay.
be.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jackie. All right, Mia, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, Dr. Connie.
Hi, Mia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can we help you this evening?
Can I receive a message from the angel?
Sure. Just any old message?
What I need to know for now.
Alrighty, let me get... I tried to use my earphones earlier and nobody could hear me, so I'm doing this one-handed, so
hang on just a sec.
I'm not my usual fluid self. Let's see what. I'm going to use my angel therapy cards right now because I just feel like you might need something a little broader.
Oh, my hand is tingling.
Good. All right.
On the left side, I feel my ping in my finger just going.
Good. All right. So one of the things, do you work with crystals at all?
I have crystals, yeah.
Okay. So do you work with them? Do you hold them when you meditate? Do you wear them? Do you know what they stand for?
Yes, I do. I wear them. I know what they stand for.
Okay, so when you wear them and you know what they stand for during the day, do you call into mind the power that you wear around your neck or on your hands?
No, I mostly use them for protection because I just think that they're like something to keep other things away from me.
Okay, and when you wear them, then you're mindful of the protection, right? You're mindful
yes.
that you have the crystals on. Okay, good, because you need to continue using your crystals, and I would suggest that you also find some crystals that are nurturing. Because
mm-hmm.
the protection is good, but it seems like it's something that's moving outward as opposed to something that you're absorbing and getting all you know, getting some really good stuff from.
Well, I think the protection works more because I'm also an empath, and that's why I wasn't using for...
I'm not saying don't
mm-hmm.
wear them. I'm saying
in addition to,
you can also use the crystals because you find them to be very powerful for you, so that they are that they are also a healing property for you.
Right. Yeah.
Not only for protection, something that's going out, but something that you can have that is going to go into your body.
Hmm. Okay.
They also want you to know that working on your chakras would be a dandy thing to do. I don't know if you do any meditations to open
mm-hmm.
up your chakras. Ma'am?
Yes, I do work on the chakras daily when I meditate.
Daily?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you said? Okay, good. Concentrate especially on your throat and on your solar plexus.
Okay.
Because
yes,
I think that you can... Ma'am?
That seems to be the area that I do have to work harder. You're
the
right.
The throat or the solar plexus?
Both.
Okay, and that's one of the things that I think what the angels are wanting you to know is that you are very powerful, and it's very you can be comfortable in that power, and you can say with authority what it is you need to say, and that if you work with the crystals will offer healing both for you and for the people that you work with.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
But don't be afraid. Trust what you know and do that.
Okay. Don't be afraid of absorbing other energy.
Don't be afraid to be powerful. And then to lovingly and with authority say what it is you need to say, whether it's to the powers or to people or to whomever.
I got you. Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, that's the message that I need.
Okay. Good. Awesome. I love it when the angels come through. All right. Thank you, dear.
It's the area that I need to work on, and the angels just know I need to work on my throat chakra and my solar plexus, my will, and my communication. And
right.
They're just repeating and just telling me I need to work on it.
Well, that's what I find so amazing about working with the angels is that they are lovingly persistent.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Have a blessed evening.
Have a blessed evening.
You too.
You too.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Joanna, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you, Joanna?
I'm confused. Okay, how can we unconfuse you? My life is just a train wreck. So where do I start to just get back control? Take care of me. I have some spiritual insights. I don't know what you would call it. I just need to get in touch with me, I think.
Okay. I haven't shuffled any cards yet. And I'm going to ask Archangel Michael, but I am going to tell you right now that you need to go get some healing work done. You need to get this block that's off of you so that you can see what it is. You know what you need to do, but it's like you're in this, your mind's kind of spinning and you can't stop it long enough to focus on the next step. And I think that you would significantly benefit from having spiritual work done. Have you ever had that done before? Where do you live?
Denver.
Okay. If you know of someone, for example, Mark, who is on the phone with you and me, He can do healing work remotely. So there are people like Mark that you don't have to be in the same town that you can do really amazing, powerful things. So he might be a good person to start with, but I'm also getting the sense that in your area there is someone who does Reiki. And Reiki is an old Japanese art of moving energy. They may lightly touch you, but it's very it's non-invasive, and it's just moving energy out of you. So I get the sense that there would be a very powerful Reiki master in your area if you would pray and ask the angels to guide you If you choose that that's not a route you choose to go, I would call up someone like Mark that knows how to shift the energy, you know, long distance, and at least get you calm and focused enough so that you can take the next step. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right. Now, having said all that, I'm still going to see what Michael has to say. But in my heart, that's what I. No, well, see, you're not. You're not a train wreck. You just get to learn a lot from your. You just get a lot of life lessons. And so once all this starts coming a little clearer, I think that you'll see that there was method in God's madness. But if these are personal choices that you're making, then getting some energy work will most definitely help you make better choices. So one of the things that God wants you to do is start saying positive affirmations as opposed to "my life is a train wreck." Start saying things like, God is in control and my life flows smoothly. You know, find some, look up affirmations online. Find some books on affirmations.
Okay.
The Bible has great promises if you are into the Bible at all. God will guide you, and the angels will give you affirmations. One of my favorite authors, if you want to write this down, her name is Florence. Her name is Florence Scovel Shinn, S-H-I-N-N. She wrote back in the 1920s through around 1940. And everything that she said then is 100% applicable to today. But in her writing, which is very spiritually based, she has a lot of affirmations in there.
Okay.
And she shows you it's written. Her signature book is The Game of Life and How to Play It. And it's kind of a funky title, but it's really a magnificent little read. But something like that may jumpstart you so that you can start shifting your energy a little bit. God is protecting your home, Michael, and the angels stand at every window, at every door. If you ask for protection, your home will be protected inside and out, including your car when you're driving. So you can ask for protection. And also, Michael is asking that you begin to call more on him and the other angels just for help and protection, because you're trying to do too much by yourself. And it's just, you just can't do it anymore, because it's like you said, it's just, I just feel like my life's imploding.
Yeah, it's not getting me anywhere.
Yeah, right. And every time you take a step, it's like, you know, two steps back. So.
Yeah.
I really think that if you shift your thinking, call more on the angels, and just jumpstart yourself with some energy work, I do think that you will. I think you'll begin to see a quick change.
Okay. Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. You're very welcome.
Have a good night.
Thank you, ma'am. You too.
Hey, Joanna, for the Colorado area. You can reach out to a person called Callie, and she has a website called peacebypeace.com.
Peacebypeace.com.
And
okay.
She is a Reiki healer. She does a lot of work with animals these days, but she was my Reiki teacher, an incredible healer, and has a lot of healing abilities, and she's right in the I think it's the Littleton, Colorado area.
Okay. Well, thank
you
very much.
No problem. Take
care.
Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and let's see. Did we talk to Cindy yet? Cindy, you're on with Dr. Connie.
Hi there. Hi there. How are you? I am well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How can we help you?
I'd like to know if there might be a relationship coming in and what I can do to maybe help it along.
All right.
If it is the desire of your heart, I guarantee that it's coming.
Oh, great.
It's not a matter of is it. It's a matter of when and who do I want to be in this relationship so that when he or she shows up, then it's a lasting relationship.
Yes.
So I am shuffling even as we speak, but it's never a matter. If it's a desire of our heart, it's never a matter of if. It's always a matter of just when. All right. So
mm-hmm.
here's what the angels want you to know. One of the things is that there may be issues with your parents still that hold you back. Issues with our moms have a lot to do with relationships, and issues with our dads have a lot to do with standing in our power in our place in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So whether they are living or not, it is still possible to really get in touch with how much they loved you, that they
mm-hmm.
always did the best that they could at the time, and that anything that they told you about you, relationships, anything along those lines, they were just doing the best that they could with the information they had at the time.
Yeah, I believe that.
And you can take it and you can say, thank you very much for sharing. I cherish it. And now I'm just going to move on and do what I really feel like I need to do.
Mm-hmm.
So there may be some unfinished business with your parents.
Okay.
And the angels can certainly help you to, get in touch with them in a very loving way.
Mm-hmm.
And if you choose to, we can, you can email me. My email address is on my website, and we can chat a little more if you want. You are also very clairvoyant. So it's natural and it's easy for you to hear the angels, and you either would be able to see them or kind of hear them with a little small voice, or you get a gut feeling. There's some way that it would be very easy for you to
okay.
get in touch with the spiritual world. So if you would just breathe and relax and ask the angels to come to you in the way that is most natural for you,
mm-hmm.
then you may find that this is going to be a whole new area of growth for you. And one of the ways to do that is to open up are you familiar with the chakras?
Yes.
Okay, to concentrate on your third eye.
Okay.
Because that's going to be the one that is going to let you see out of this world into another world, basically. But
mm-hmm.
it's going to help you to increase your clairvoyant ability. And I think as you move into that, you're going to start relaxing and sort of getting into a groove of just communing with the angels that you haven't done before. And as you do that and as you start changing, then you're going to see things coming into your life that you want, including a relationship.
Oh wow, that's great information.
But the place to start, as in most relationships, the place to start is going to be just with you growing in this specific spiritual way.
Okay. Well, that sounds exciting.
It's very exciting. It is. It's cool. And when you get there, you're going to go. Oh, and it's going to be so natural for you that.
I just haven't been aware of it.
That's what I'm saying. Once we start laying the spiritual foundation, we find that we have these spiritual gifts that we never knew we had, because when you attract your guy, he's going to need to be able to mesh with your ability to commune the way that you have, this natural ability that you have. Because you won't be able to connect with someone. If he's not into people that are clairvoyant, you're going to have a really hard time really working and honing this gift that you have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's kind of what I was saying earlier. So as you grow and as you hone this gift, you'll begin attracting people that will appreciate the gift that you have.
Oh, that makes sense. That's terrific.
Yeah, it is pretty terrific. It's pretty cool.
I can't wait to do it.
Yeah, well, it's happening even as we speak. So just ask the angels and they will guide you to people, places, and things that will, you know, enhance this ability for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You're very welcome, ma'am.
All right, Dr. Connie, that's it for this evening's show. I think the next time that we have you up is Tuesday, June 2nd. That's Tuesday, June 2nd. And we'll look forward to that. And thank you for a great show. And with that, I'll say goodnight.
All righty. Good night. Thank you so much. Good night, everyone.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to In the Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie on Spiritual Connections Radio. Have a great night. Good night, everybody.